To choose between paths 1 and 2, expand, and paths 3 and 4, do not expand, we need to calculate the NPV of expanding versus not expanding. We will ignore the cash flow of $550,000 at T plus 1, as that is common to both paths 1 and 2, as well as paths 3 and 4. This is a cash flow that has already been received by the firm at T plus 1. Paths 1 and 2. For paths 1 and 2, there is a cash outflow of $300,000 at T plus 1, the investment needed to expand. So we have negative $300,000 at T plus 1. The expected cash flows, singular, not cash flows, at T plus 2 for paths 1 and 2 is equal to the cash flows multiplied by their associated probabilities, is equal to 975,000 multiplied by 0.9 plus 175,000 multiplied by 0.1 is equal to 895,000. So we have 895,000 at T plus 2. Next, we will discount 895,000 from T plus 2 for one period back to T plus 1, giving us a value of $813,636.36. Subtracting $300,000 from this, the investment needed for expanding gives us an NPV of $513,636. Paths 3 and 4. For paths 3 and 4, there is no cash outflow of $300,000 as the firm will not expand. So we have $0 at time period T plus 1. Remember, we will ignore the cash flow of $550,000 at T plus 1, as that is common to both paths 1 and 2, as well as paths 3 and 4. This is the cash flow that has already been received by the firm at T plus 1. The expected cash flow, singular, not cash flows, at T plus 2 for paths 3 and 4 is equal to the cash flows multiplied by their associated probabilities, is equal to 550,000 multiplied by 0.9 plus 150,000 multiplied by 0.1, which is equal to 510,000. So we have 510,000 at time period T plus 2. Next, we will discount 510,000 from T plus 2 for one period back to T plus 1, giving us a value of $463,636.36. The NPV will also be $463,636.36, as we do not need to subtract anything because no cash outlays are needed at T plus 1 since the firm will not expand. Comparing the two NPVs, the decision to expand, keeping paths 1 and 2 alive, is better than to not expand, eliminating paths 3 and 4.